The move of Quandre over to safety, obviously that's kind of limited Killebrew's snaps. You still use him on packages, and I know he's kind of played that hybrid role for you before. You do that safety set. Is there a possibility that he can play linebacker? Does he have the size, skill set to play that if asked to do so?
One thing when you play in the sub packages, he's got enough bulk and he hits hard enough and he's got enough force to play down there. As an every down linebacker, I'm not certain. So we'll just use him in the packages that we have, and that's something I haven't even thought about as far as a full-time move to linebacker.
A lot of versatility you've kind of cultivated in that group in general. Killebrew's role, as mentioned, out now. We've asked you about tees over points of the year. He's now getting on the field more. But just how difficult is it to construct a game plan each week to make sure you're getting the right guys out there in the right spots?
I'm not sure it's difficult. We just have to try to make sure we have our guys in the right spots. I think the guys do a good job in terms of studying, understanding what their roles may be that week, and it does give us some flexibility. I think the guys, they fly around and they get around the ball, and that's the biggest thing we have to do back there. And so I like the idea that we have some flexibility. We have some guys we can move around in different positions. I don't think it's hard. I just think you just got to, you know, commit to what you want to do and how you want to do it that week, and then we go forward.
Zone read plays gave you guys trouble earlier this year?
Well, I think a lot of people have problems with it because if we were in college and we were playing a running quarterback every week, it would be something. Most teams, if you base your whole game plan about the zone read option, a lot of times what will happen is the running back will run through you because you're waiting on the quarterback to run. Our feeling is we'd rather have the quarterback try to beat us running the ball than the running back. And so it's always we have to find a way to stop it. We got to figure out when they run it, when they like to run it, and then hopefully we have the appropriate defense called.
Especially in high alert in a week like this, I guess, with an athletic quarterback like Trubisky.
Absolutely. He ran one in last week. He pulled it a couple times against us. Hundley pulled it a few times against us. So we'll see it. The younger quarterbacks that come in the league, they have that capability because they've all done it in college. And so we've got to be aware of it. We just have to make sure we have the calls when we need them, if we have them right. If it's not called right, then it's on me.
Improved since you saw him last time?
Much improved. I thought he was outstanding last week. The way he played, I thought he had really good command of the offense. He made all the throws he needed to make. He was sharp. He was accurate. He was decisive with the ball. So I think he's really improved since the first time we played him.
Yeah, we've seen he's getting more and more playing time the past few weeks. And first look at him at outside cornerback last week. What did you see from him and his development there, particularly on the outside?
I think it's kind of the same we've been telling you. When he wasn't playing, we said he was developing nicely. We thought he was coming along. He was practicing well. And at some point, he was going to earn some time. And I think this was just kind of a culmination. He's still got a long ways to go. But I thought that he played honorably last week. He was competitive. He was in the right spots. He wasn't out of place. And so we'll just continue to move forward and use him in the packages we need him in and go from there.
Mike Evans a lot in that game. What made you confident that was, a good matchup for him?
He's tall. They're both tall, so I was going with size.
Ask about another rookie on that side, Jalen Reeves-Maven. Seemed like he had a pretty solid game. What's the next step for him to get into a more regular role in the rotation?
I think the biggest thing that, when you look at him is to get a little bit more strength, girth, size in terms of the run game, being an every down, pound down linebacker like that. He's got really good skills. He's got really good movement. He's got a really good feel. And as he gets, I think as he gets better and stronger, then he'll hopefully be able to take on a bigger role and a larger role.
Yeah, we'll go back to Miles for a second. End of last year, early this year, he was just making all kinds of plays on third down. What does he have to do to bridge the gap from being a package player to being someone that you could put out there 60, 70 snaps a game if need be?
I think the one thing I found out in this league is when you're a role player, rookie, young guy, and you have part-time responsibilities, sometimes you think that'll translate that you can just throw a guy in immediately and now he can take on a full 50, 60, 70 plays. And what you find out a lot of times is that's not it. It's kind of a gradual growth. And I think that's where we are with him. We're still growing him. I think I'm hoping that as we go, he'll be able to start handling the 50 and 60 play games and being able to be an every down player. And that's what we want. We're still growing him. We still got a lot of faith in Miles. He is a – I think he's a, got a lot of really good football in him. And so we just have to make sure we try to groom him correctly, because there's nothing worse than a young guy that gets his confidence crushed and then he's not very good. And that's what we don't want.
Last couple of weeks you've been beaten for touchdowns by guys who aren't necessarily considered receivers. You know, defensive line pulled for touchdown last week was a tackle. What happens on those plays that they would get accounted for?
Well, I think sometimes the scheme part of it is, you know, you kind of have an idea of the scheme. Okay, they're going to run a guy in the flat. They're going to run a guy in the seven. We work on that every week. The throwback was a good play on their part. And what you do is you, when you go into the game, you go back and you look at their history and you say, okay, hey, has this guy even caught a pass? Has he been out? No, he hasn't. We play run and we just, they got us with a good play. I mean, there's nothing else to say. They did it. They had a better call than we did. But I think when you do that, and what we try to tell our guys with the unexpected plays is we can't give you everything that they're going to do, but what we can do is if you follow your rules, you follow your keys, it should put you in position to make a play so that one of those trick plays, one of those things that's kind of off schedule, doesn't kill you. And that's really what we try to do.
You've been tinkering with some different adjustments on those play action plays in the red zone close to the goal line. Haven't seemed to quite find the consistency or success that you're looking for yet. Do you have the right guy in this roster that can, you know, maybe cover the tight end on some of those?
Well, I think we got to keep tinkering. We got to keep tinkering. I told you guys last week, anything like that, I would never put that on a player. That's got to be me. I got to get those guys in a better position to get there. And we'll continue to work on that until we get it right. And that's our job. We got to get it right. And moving forward, I know it's you know, it looks easy, and we've had guys that are there, but they haven't been quite able to make it. And we just got to figure out how to get them better there, I guess, is the best way to say it, so they're in position to make it.
Challenges of having an aggressive defense is just the threat of misdirection, whether it's the read option or the play action. Is that just one of the downsides of aggression?
I don't know if it's a downside, because I'd much rather have our defense aggressive than not. I think the biggest thing is you just got to be alert for the misdirection, because there's always, in all those little things, there's always a key that tells you that it's not this particular play that you think it is. And so we've just got to really dive in on those, and you got to see them. And sometimes it becomes hard when it's, I mean, that stuff moves fast, and guys see the initial part of it, and they say, hey, this is that. That's the thing, and there's something else in there that gives it away. So we'll just continue to work at it and get better at it. And I think our guys really, they dig into that stuff, and they try. I mean, it's important to them to do well, to do right. And, you know, so I think our guys, we'll figure it out.
A couple more for T.A.
They've got a pretty dangerous running back tandem. They got one guy named Tank who runs like a sports car. The other guy who runs like a tank. How tough are they to defend with their combined skills?
They're really good. I mean, we've had trouble stopping Howard since he's been here. The last three games, he's had good games against us. He's a good runner. He's got really good vision. Runs behind his pads. Excuse me. I mean, even the big run he had in the first game, it looked all bottled up, and he just had a little patience, and then it opened up, and he went. The other guy's a hard tackle. He's not a big guy, but he is shifty, hard tackle. I mean, you look at what he did last week against Cincinnati. I know he stepped out of bounds, but that run that he stepped out of bounds, that was pretty doggone impressive. Because he's got really good vision. He can accelerate. And so it's hard. You got to make sure you know which guy's in the game, and they're doing a good job of putting them both in the game. But you got to try to figure out, hey, how do we get these guys corralled, make sure you have the edge, and make sure that you're taking proper angles in the tackle. If you have guys that are stacking on top of each other, running behind each other, and we have poor pursuit angles, that's going to give those guys cutbacks. We have guys jumping out of their gaps or jumping around their gaps, that's going to give us problems. So we've got to be really disciplined in what we do and how we attack these guys.
Is the recognition of the wham blocks a lot of defenses have been using on your the wham and the trap blocks that they've been using on the defensive tackles in recent weeks? How important is that to get corrected?
Absolutely. We defended it well, I think, one time last week, a couple times they got some yards on it, and that's really something that technique – that's more of a technique thing than a scheme, because I think if we're just getting our technique correct, and that's, again – one of the hard things, there's a subtle clue in there for the tackle, because those guys fire off, they're firing off, and the guard does his little deal, and there's a clue in there that they got to be able to get, and they'll be able to close down, and we've been working on that.
Last question, T.A.
You know better than that, Dave.
Hey, T.A., what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Uh-huh.
Well, if – this is a tough one, but actually, I it's probably The Matrix.
What?
The very first one, yeah. The very first one. I don't know. I saw that And every time it's on, I watch it, along with The Godfather. So I got a bunch of movies if you want me to name some more, but that's about it.
Caldwell, and if so, do you want to watch a movie with Caldwell?
That would be maybe on a bus ride somewhere. All right.